River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. Now, Eva, one of the four girls, aged 13 to 17, who'd been swimming on an unpatrolled stretch of beach up on the Sunshine Coast over the weekend, had this to say in an interview last night on Channel 9.
Without him, we wouldn't be here. Thank you so much, and, like, we'll be forever grateful for, like, saving our lives.
And that man is Stephen Bradbury. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Yeah, g'day, Campo, mate. Still recovering from it emotionally. It's definitely taken a toll, but it was just one of those situations where, you know, I was the only person there that could have saved those girls, and instinct just took over.
Stephen, so where exactly was it, and what happened? How did you come across the girls?
I was with my son and his mate giving them surf lessons a bit further down the beach. Mm. And, you know, the waves were a lot smaller there where we were. And it was in between Kings Beach and Bullcock Beach at Happy Valley there.
Mm-hmm.
So where the Seaway comes in at Caloundra. And there was over 2 metre waves out the back. And I just noticed that the girls weren't where they were before. And I glanced out the back and I spotted a head. And I thought, oh, no, that's one of those girls. And then I grabbed my son's board and I told him and his mate to run and get the lifeguards, and I paddled out, and when I got out there I realised that there was four of them, not one, and the first one was a lot closer in, so I grabbed her, got her on the board and paddled her in, and then went back out, and the other three were in a much more dangerous situation, getting pounded in the impact zone, and the three of them jumped on the board and we couldn't get in, we couldn't get out. You know, with the undercurrent sweeping you out, then the wave pushing you back in. With four of us in one surfboard, it just wasn't going to happen. And one of them was hyperventilating and had taken in water. It was a pretty scary situation. And then not long after that, the lifeguards showed up and pulled them into the rubber ducky. And two of them, and then the third one, I got on the board and paddled her in. And, yeah, the danger from there was past.
Steve, were you thinking about yourself at any point at this... moment?
For a split second when I first paddled out, I thought, geez, surf's pretty big out here. This isn't an area that I would paddle out in. It was rough, messy surf conditions, but, you know, that was just for a fleeting moment. And I knew that those girls were in a situation that, being a swimmer, that they couldn't solve on their own. And yeah. It was just fluky that I spotted that girl's head out there in the lineup, because nobody else would have seen them. And, you know, my son and his mate did a great job bringing the lifeguards across as well. And, you know, it was a extremely positive experience in the end.
Mm.
Nobody got hurt. Zoe, the young girl that was hyperventilating, the ambulance came in and picked her up and took her off to hospital to check her out. But she's all okay. And it's just one of those stories where the lesson is, to swim between the flags.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know my 13-year-old daughter, she's like these girls. You know, they all think they're strong swimmers. They all think they can do things that they can't. And, you know, they risk their own lives, you know, doing this sort of stuff, going out into big waves and big surf. And, you know, and you, I know you, Steve, you're a strong man. You know, you're an athlete. And for you to be on a board struggling in that sort of surf, it's just a warning to all young kids, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that area where they were swimming, there's often an undercurrent there. There's deep sections, there's shallow sections. There's a lot of water moving. And when there's a 2 metre swell like that, it's definitely not a place to swim. And that's why there's no lifeguards watching anybody there, because you're not supposed to swim there. And, you know, those girls' parents probably can use a bit of a lesson from that story as well. But for me, it was strange feelings, mate. I feel incredibly proud about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, also...
Well, the story's gone viral. It's gone worldwide. Obviously, you're known internationally. But, you know, this is just an incredible story. And kudos to you, Steve. You know, you're a brave man, and it shows it. And those girls, I'm sure, can't thank you enough. Their families wouldn't be able to thank you enough. You know, how did you feel when the girls approached you after the situation?
Oh, man, one of them, the younger one, I'm not sure of her name, but I think she was the only one who was 12. The others were sort of 13 and 14. And
yeah,
she hugged me so hard that she almost squeezed the air out of my lungs.
And yeah.
She said, thank you for saving my life. And I kind of went a little bit weak at the knees, and that was where the enormity of the whole situation kind of hit me a little bit. But I'd like to think that anyone in that situation would do the same thing. You know, I was the guy that had the board there, that had the means to save those girls, and, you know, instinct just took over.
Yeah, well, thank you for your bravery, Steve. Mate, you know, you're just an inspiration. My wife phoned me last night when she saw you on Channel 9. Steve's on the news. I first thought was, oh, what's happened? But then and she told me, I went, oh, my God, that's just incredible. Well done, Stephen Bradbury.
Yeah, mate, I appreciate that, Campo. And you know, the whole thing is it has a great positive message to it and a lesson in staying between the flags. And I think, you know, with the floods and everything else going on the last couple of years, a bit of positivity doesn't hurt.
No. Stephen Bradbury, River 949.